Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Godfrey Bloom joining us coming up in the next segment, member of the European Parliament for Yorkshire, the United Kingdom Independence Party. The last hour, I'm going to break down Interpol getting diplomatic immunity in the U.S., and I'm going to recap the latest developments with the vaunted shoe bomber slash underwear bomber slash syringe bomber and how completely staged that is. The good news is we exposed the fact that Bush was issuing terror alerts for political purposes, and now it's been declassified, and Governor Ridge wrote a book admitting it. They had a Homeland Security. That's pretty authoritative. And we're going to expose Obama and the Brits and the Germans and others for using this as a way to enslave their people. And we exposed the flu shots as a fraud. You know, they tried to order forced inoculations in New York and Boston and Massachusetts. That failed. And they'll undoubtedly come back and try again. I love the COINTELPRO that, oh, Alex said we have martial law. Alex said we'd have forced inoculations. Alex said we'd have this and that. Well, we would have had all that if you wouldn't have stood up and taken action. See, the establishment wants to tell you there is no New World Order, there is no threat, there is no forced inoculation. Even as the internal documents went out from FEMA getting people ready for it, then multiple states tried it. The people stood up and said no, they had to back off. We had a major victory. So COINTELPRO was exposed, so then they flipped their operation and say, there was never a plan for forced inoculation. That's a lie. See, first, there is no plan, then they admit their plan, then they come back and say, oh, there was no plan. We're having victories. And most Americans, the news has reported, have say, I don't want to go through your body scanner. I don't want my naked body recorded. And so now they're saying, oh, look, terrorists hit us. We've got to put everybody in a watch list, and we've got to put everybody through the scanner. If you don't do it, you don't fly. Don't worry, only foreigners coming to America have to thumbprint biometrically. Meanwhile, every other country we fly to, we now have to do it. It's all under UN treaty. But they tell foreigners, oh, don't worry, only foreigners coming to our countries, like England and Germany, only they have to thumbprint. But then when the Germans or the Brits, they go anywhere, they've got a thumbprint because it's already internationalized. And this is all rolled out psychologically to sell the public on going along with it. Now, our guest is coming up. Then I'm going to get to Wayne, Mike, Chris, Mark, and others. And I'll get to you while our guest is with us, but hopefully you can address your questions to him, tailor it to them, so it won't be awkward moment. I do want to just take a minute out to remind all the listeners that until we get them changed in the next week or so, as long as you get your letter in the mail, or as long as you call, or as long as you go to the website, you can still take advantage of the new special that'll be over as soon as we change it in the next week or so. You can get my new film, Fall of the Republic, which shows how Obama's handing us over to international control, how he became the first U.S. head of the United Nations Security Council, violating Article 1, Section 9, the phony environmental takeover, all of it, who the real enemy is, covered in Fall of the Republic on DVD. And when you get the DVD, you can get a free T-shirt, the Don't Tread on Me or the Obama Joker shirt. There's a bunch of different variants and varieties. We have a bunch of other specials, free video, free T-shirt specials, too many to list in the time we have. Go to InfoWars.com, check the Christmas specials before we remove them. Also, until the new year, you can get 5.5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're going to simulcast the last 2 hours of the show coming up in the next segment at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Or you can also call toll-free to get the free T-shirt or video, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or as I said, see it all right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back with our guests.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Mr. President, I take the opportunity of wishing the East European cities well in the coming of the very early skiing season, and snow and ice that's come there, what of course is indicative of the fact that, as independent science has now confirmed, that the globe is actually cooling and has been cooling since 2002, broadly flat since 1998. We're all talking about something here which isn't happening. I've heard time and time again members here talk of CO2 as a pollutant. A pollutant is a life-giving natural gas. It gives me the impression that some of our members haven't had the benefit of a formal education. Isn't this really just about the state being able to get its hand in ordinary people's trouser pocket to steal yet more tax from them? Isn't this all about political control? Isn't all this about politics and big business? The whole thing's a sham. This bogus hypothesis, this ridiculous nonsense that man-made CO2 is causing global warming. Enough, please, before we damage irrevocably the global economy.
Okay, well, that's Godfrey Bloom. He's an economist, military veteran. He is on the Economic Monetary Affairs Committee for the European Union Parliament and their Environment Committee. And we have him for the rest of the hour. Very honored to have him with us on this Monday, the 28th day of December, 2009, to give us a European Union view of how this unelected bureaucracy just continues to take over more and more of our sovereignty. And how they openly admit this is a tax to control our lives, and in the words of Maurice Strong at the UN, to destroy our industrial society. So to get a view on what just happened in Copenhagen, and so much more, and on what's happening with the dollar, the pound, the euro, what's happening with gold, to get a lot of different perspectives. We have Godfrey Bloom, MEP, a member of European Parliament. His website is godfreybloommep.co.uk. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Great pleasure, Alex.
Good to have you here. Well, I just played a brief clip of you in the EU standing up to these people. What is the state of the European Union right now? Are they angry that their full power grab failed? Gordon Brown is saying he doesn't care. He is writing the agreement that the West will pledge money to the IMF and World Bank and UN regardless to these private bankers. I mean, this. When does this swindle end?
Well, I'm beginning to wonder, actually. It's extraordinary that I find that I used to think that the United Kingdom, and to a certain extent Europe, used to follow the United States in a lot of these matters. And I rather fancy now that we are actually slightly ahead of you. And I'm watching America make some of the same mistakes that we've been making since 1945. We've actually handed over our country, the United Kingdom, one of the oldest democracies in the world, has now handed its entire government over to an unelected bureaucracy in Brussels without the will of the British people, without any form of referendum, and without any understanding of what we've been doing. And it's something that's been a conspiracy between all the major parties in the United Kingdom and all the political elements in the European Union. Quite disgraceful, quite horrifying and unbelievable.
Absolutely. Just like U.S. politics, I've studied somewhat the British system, and it's the same thing. Special globalist interests come in, buy off the two or three or four top parties. The parties may fight with each other over power, but not over carrying out their master's agenda. Can you break down how England has been absorbed and never been allowed to have a vote into the European Union so Americans and Canadians and Mexicans on the North American continent can draw parallels to how by stealth, and that's in the SPP, North American Union documents, we're having North American integration, and we're not allowed to have a vote on it either.
Yes, it's quite extraordinary. In 1975, we had a referendum, and we were told it was called something called the Common Market. We were told it was a free trade zone. And, of course, being a free economist myself and a global free trader, and I'm a relatively young man at the time in 1975, I voted for it, as a lot of people did, on the basis that we were told quite categorically it wouldn't affect our sovereignty as a nation. It was a free trade area. We'd bring down trade barriers and bureaucracy, and we could all trade with each other and be friends, and we all thought that was a good idea. There was no question of there being political union of any sort. This wasn't on the agenda, and we've seen a sort of salami slicing going on now since 1975 with one treaty after the other, which has taken us towards what we now have, which is a Soviet model. We have a Soviet model. Some people try and pretend it's the United States model, but it isn't. It's a Soviet model where our laws are actually made by an unelected bureaucracy. And I had some of your congressmen over to Brussels who were visiting, and I had the pleasure of meeting them a little while ago, just a few weeks ago, and they were absolutely astounded and horrified that the European Parliament doesn't actually make the law. It's an amending chamber. And so we now have 75% of our laws in England made by an unelected international or European bureaucracy with absolutely no recourse to the British voters. There's no cost-benefit analysis. There's no debate that you would expect to have in our Westminster chamber, and people feel totally powerless. And what's actually happening now is that fewer and fewer people are actually voting at elections because they know it doesn't do any good because their laws are no longer made in London.
Which is what the bureaucrats love. They love people capitulating, going into a sense of apathy. But I have to tell you, your party, the UKIP, the UK Independence Party, is certainly rising. And a lot of people are losing that apathy and finding out that this illegitimate system can be resisted. Now, expanding on that with European Union Member of Parliament, Godfrey Bloom, for those that don't know, can you explain how this unelected bureaucracy circumvented or circumnavigated the checks and balances, how they do this by stealth, because I've studied it, but I'm not as big an expert, obviously, as you are, being in the European Parliament, what, for 5 years. Because when studying your system, it's very similar and has the very same people involved that are running our North American Union by stealth. And we're just a few decades behind you, but the process of integration is now accelerated here as it is there. And so by understanding this model, we can then understand how to throw it off, not just in Europe and England, but here in North America as well.
Well, it's extremely difficult, actually, because you, like us, have a two-party system. We have the Conservatives and Labour. You have Republicans and Democrats. It's extremely difficult if the two parties that you have, and that's the sort of democracy that's grown up over the years, you either vote for the Republicans or Democrats over there, we either vote for the Conservative Party or the Labour Party, but what we actually have is the two parties actually agree on the main fundamentals of handing over control to an international political elite. And what we've actually built up over the years is a political elite which is totally and utterly divorced from the will of ordinary people. And so when you go into the pub, you go into bars, or we go into the cricket club, you go into the baseball club or whatever, you find that ordinary people don't want any of this, but they've been sidelined by professional politicians. And whereas maybe 200 years ago, certainly in Europe, there was an aristocratic class who ran Europe, now there's the political class. And, of course, they have complete control over public service broadcasting over here. The BBC is funded and paid for by the same people, and they promulgate the same view that we should be internationally governed. And so it leaves democracy completely behind.
And let's be clear, you have a bureaucracy that sets the policies, and then all the elected parliament that's represented by the different nations, all you can do is basically amend or debate smaller sections. So literally, the once sovereign nations of Europe and England have been turned into vestigial ceremonial offices.
This is quite true. And, of course, it's totally against our Constitution. What a lot of Americans, and I visit America quite a lot, and I love to do so, they don't fully understand that we do actually have a Constitution in Britain. We do have something called the Bill of Rights, which was formulated in 1688, so it's several hundred years old.
Yeah, you have the Parliament Act, too, don't you? And then even before that, Magna Carta.
We do, and if you go back to 1215, of course, you go quite rightly, Alex, back to Magna Carta. So we've had 1,000 years, nearly, of developing a parliamentary constitutional democracy under a constitutional monarchy.
That, by the way, for those that don't know, was bought with a lot of blood and a lot of heroics that was then the model for our system here in the United States.
Well, that's quite right. We fought to preserve a constitutional democratic monarchy in many, many wars, and of course, in the last century, alongside the United States as our great ally. And I'm a great believer in the transatlantic alliance between our two nations, because we think alike and we believe in the same things. But the problem with us is that we've discarded our constitution. And I noticed almost on a yearly basis, the same thing is happening to America. You've discarded your constitution, and we regard, certainly thinking people over here, regard the American Constitution as one of the greatest documents ever written.
It's amazing. They're getting rid of due process. Secret arrest is being implemented. Warrantless spying. All the same systems we see in Europe, England, are being implemented in the U.S. The bureaucracies even give the programs the same names. This is all being internationally organized, and five members of our Supreme Court have said in the last 2 years that they will follow UN courts above our courts when this is a despotism we have in Brussels, a despotism we have in Manhattan. Now Obama has signed an executive order saying Interpol has diplomatic immunity in the U.S. above even our own FBI. I want to talk about what it's like living under this tyranny with our guest and how we fight back against it. Godfrey Bloom is our guest. He's an economist, and he's on the extremely powerful committees in the European Union Parliament. Stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes.
Godfrey Bloom, member of the European Union Parliament, with us for the rest of the hour. Website's Godfrey Bloom, MEP.co.uk. Sir, it does seem, though, that as the European Union, unelected, tries to take power, tries to abuse people. More and more countries are voting to not expand their power, though they just keep coming back with referendums till they do. it looks like Greece and other countries may go bankrupt under the EU. I mean, there's more and more talk of the EU falling apart. A, is that accurate? B, should we hope for that? I mean, how do we combat these people?
Well, we've got some of the problems we have is in the differences of law that we have in the United States and the United Kingdom. We have three main pillars of our legal system. That is the presumption of innocence, trial by jury, and the concept of habeas corpus, i.e. the state can't lock somebody up without giving them a proper trial and a judicial system. Now, the European Union has taken over something called the Napoleonic Code, which doesn't embody any of these things. And our Supreme Court, which was in fact the House of Lords, that was our final court of appeal legally, has been taken over by the European Court of Justice, which outranks that now under a completely different system of law. They have a prescriptive system of law. Where these two things are extremely different, and this is something that your listeners need to understand because this is where it all begins, the system that we have in the United Kingdom, and largely the same in the United States of America, is that the legal system tells you that which you may not do. So there are a book of rules of things that you cannot do, which we would all accept is fundamentally fair. Now, the system of government that's come into Europe, and I think is coming into the United States, is a system which tells you that which you can do, a prescriptive legal system, which is extremely dangerous and extremely sinister. We do not want the government of the day to tell us what we can do. We just want a small book of rules. And if I may just use a little analogy, which I often use here, which will help your listeners understand the point that I'm making, is that those of your listeners with children, teenage children, probably say, as we do in England, look, there are half a dozen things you can't do in your room. You know, you can't smoke, you can't play loud music, no members of opposite sex late at night, whatever. Probably half a dozen fairly sensible rules. But apart from that, the room belongs to, the teenager, and it's their space. And I think that's the way we've always wanted to work in our two countries. If you start telling them kids what they can do, you have a completely legalistic and prescriptive system, which nobody wants. And, of course, that means you actually lose that concept of freedom under the law, which we all value so highly. And you rightly said earlier, Alex, so many young men have died for over the last 100 years.
It's amazing. But expanding on this, was it not a grievous blow? Was it a mortal blow to have their Copenhagen Treaty blow up in their face? Or, as Gordon Brown's saying, hey, we've always been an unelected bureaucracy. We'll just go ahead and write up the agreement, and we'll start monitoring countries, whether they like it or not, and we'll start taxing the England, the European Union, and the U.S., and we'll take that money and give it to these private banks to go out and buy off countries to go ahead and go along with it. I mean, they show what tyrants they are in that even though the Copenhagen thing fell apart, they're still going ahead with it.
There's nothing that the modern political class seems to take notice of ordinary voters. They don't seem to care about what ordinary people think. Now, for example, my party, the United Kingdom Independence Party, at the last European election on June the 4th, came second over the whole country in the United Kingdom. And you know very well over there how difficult it is to start a new political party. It's almost impossible in a two-party system in the United Kingdom and the United States. But it gives you the depth of feeling that there is amongst ordinary people. But still they ignore us. And of course, you know that the French voted against in their referendum only 2 years ago. The French voted no. The Dutch voted no. They won't give the British a referendum on the new Lisbon Treaty, which is the final treaty, which is a self-amending treaty. So the democracy has been completely removed. There is absolutely no democratic dimension now.
Sir, we've got a break.
The European system of government.
Long segment coming up. Continue along that thought line and how we beat these people on the other side. I mean, obviously, we warn more people about the undemocratic nature of these people, but what else can we do?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Just a few days ago, Chris Matthews praised Saul Alinsky, the admitted hardcore communist, called a communist by the American Communist League and others, who called for putting Americans in re-education camps, who dedicated his book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, truth is so much stranger than fiction. Under national security, they declared Hillary's thesis, only the cover page was public. They declared national security on it. They've done the same thing with Obama's, but now Kurt Nimmo, webmaster for InfoWars.com, just sent me this. And they've reportedly gotten more of the thesis. I was just given this during the break. Let's check and see how much of it's there. Because, I mean, you know, part of it's always been public. Dude just walked in and said the thesis was just released. Let's check and see if this is the whole thing. I mean, we know the cover sheet praises. There is only the fight, an analysis of the Alinsky model. A thesis for the scholarship requirement for a Bachelor of Arts degree under the Special Honors Program, Woolsey College, Wesley, Massachusetts. Hillary Rodham Clinton, Political Science, May 2nd, 1969. She probably wanted to get the paper in on May 1st, was a bit late, though. Okay. Communist holiday. These people make me sick. But why do you see such big banks, big money for socialism and communism? Because they can pool the middle class's money, run our lives. The monopoly capitalists can shut down their competition, and then they can have a gaggle of armed thug communists running around enforcing it for them. Going to Economist, military veteran. He's on the Economy and Monetary Affairs Committee of the European Union Parliament and the Environmental Committee as well. Godfrey Bloom is our guest. Sir, dealing with the mindset, you've been in the Parliament, what, 5 years?
I have indeed.
And so you're around these globalists, you're around these, most of them lapdogs, most of them from Eastern Europe, who openly love tyranny. I'm not bashing Eastern Europeans, but most of these guys are former, I guess, apparatchiks is the word, or commissars. I've seen the list. Many of them were hardcore thugs for Khrushchev and people. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And so all of that's going on. What is their mindset? What makes them tick? How big a blow was this, what happened at Copenhagen, and what is the environmental movement really to these people? Because my research shows they're not useful idiots. They know it's a cold-blooded resource grab. They know it's a scam. I mean, we've got local commissars here in Austin I've talked to over dinner, and they say, Alex, join the team. We're robbing everyone. I mean, it's a big joke to them. Do you get the same thing out of these people?
I don't in the Parliament, no. I'm dealing with people who are not as clever as that. I'm dealing with people who are fundamentally stupid, a lot of whom haven't had the benefit of what I would regard as a formal education. You heard in the speech that I made at the beginning there, which I made to the Parliament, we're dealing with people who think that carbon dioxide is some sort of pollutant. I'm dealing with people who don't know the difference between carbon and carbon dioxide. I'm dealing with the difference between people who don't know the difference between carbon dioxide and sulfur dioxide. I'm dealing with people who are almost incredibly stupid, and they are deliberately placed there by the main parties not to make a fuss. So when it comes to things like Copenhagen, you're actually dealing with members of my committee who actually believe this nonsense. And they believe this nonsense because they want to believe it. And, of course, there's nobody so gullible as somebody who wants to believe something that they've been told, because it actually now is a thread through every committee. Is this green thread that runs. It's a power grab. It means that we can grab more power all the time from the people, undermine the democratic situation, because if we don't take away these powers that people have died for under a democratic society for years, that the world is going to end. It's a wonderful line, Alex, isn't it? We know that we're breaking with democratic tradition. We know we're doing things that people don't want. But if we don't do this, we're doing this to save themselves. We're doing this to save the people, to save the planet. It's a superb one-liner. And, of course, in all the state schools in the United Kingdom, this is being pushed forward under the special system that they have now in English state schools, where they are told, teachers are told what they can teach, how they can teach it. Most of the information in our country comes from television. Television, most television here is BBC. All the senior appointments of the BBC, the director general, the governor, the presenters, are all employees of number 10 Downing Street, because that's how the system works. So there's this absolute relentless barrage of bogus junk science that's been pushed at the people, and it's been going on now for ages. But what is interesting enough, that still the Times newspaper did a survey a little while ago, just a few weeks ago, that said over 50% of ordinary people don't believe a word of it. So there's still plenty of hope.
Absolutely. There is a lot of hope, because this is undemocratic, it is tyrannical, and in history, if people just continue to tell the truth and continue to expose a fraud, it will implode. Here's the problem, though. Even though they've been exposed as scam artists, as frauds, the establishment just continues on down the same path. And they're so over the top in their fraud. 3 years ago, I interviewed David Rothschild, the heir to the largest Rothschild fortune, who was then billed as savior of the planet. Here he is on the cover of Outside magazine the hero gene, how to tap into yours. And it actually says in here that he's like Jesus Christ. I guess the Rothschilds have always thought they were the Merovingian line. And so it says he is a savior. He is a Christ. I mean, this is a new religion. Al Gore has said they're going into religion, the plastic Jesus. And then I have Al Gore here saying he is the, this is Newsweek, the eco-prophet. And it says he's the thinking man saving us. When I had Rothschild on, he said, I said, why are the ice caps on Mars melting? They've since started getting larger again because the sun's cooled off. And he said, because Mars is closer to the sun than the Earth. And I said, no, Mars is the next planet out. And I said, why are the moons on Jupiter and Saturn melting? And he said, well, they're closer to the sun than the Earth. And I said, no, they're not. And you know, he laughed at me, not because he didn't know, but he thought my audience was like the general public, so dumb. I mean, Al Gore didn't invent the Internet. Polar bears aren't drowning. Their numbers are way up. But they know carbon isn't carbon dioxide. They know all this. But they're so over the top that they just keep getting away with it. How do you counter this level of just over the top in your faceness?
I think what we need to do, and we've started over here, we haven't got that far along the road yet, but my party, the United Kingdom Independence Party, was born out of ordinary people. The ordinary man, and we have an expression over here, the ordinary man on the Clapham omnibus. It's just, you know, the ordinary, I think you call him an ordinary Joe, or you call him Joe Sixpack. These people, you've got to have faith in them. I don't think they're nearly as stupid as the liberal middle class elite think they are. They know they're being conned, they know they're being lied to, and they're voting for us now when we have a proportional representation system. When we get away from the two-party system, which we have for our European elections, they feel that they can vote for us, and they do vote for us in their millions. And now what we need to do is we're going to continue with this. We're putting 500 candidates up for the Westminster elections in May. That's virtually a complete ticket of UKIP people. So everybody in every constituency can say, just a minute, I have got an alternative. And I think the same thing needs to happen in America, because you do lead the world. You will always lead the world for the foreseeable future, and you can turn this round. And I think if people could look to America, the new world, if you will, by doing something like this, I think it would be fabulous. And if far be it from me to suggest what you should call that party, but I would call it the American Constitution Party, because most of what's going on, as I see it, in America, and the same thing in the United Kingdom, is actually a breach of constitution. And if you could get back to your constitution, I mean, just looking at this, the situation with Interpol, looking at climate, looking at even at the new healthcare bill that's coming through Congress and the Senate that you're dealing with out there at the moment, that is completely alien to the American Constitution. It says nowhere, as I can see, in the American Constitution that you are responsible for your neighbor's health bills.
But even worse than that, even if you're for socialism, which is alien to our system, which creates dependency and corruption and waste, Obama is massively cutting Medicare and Medicaid while jacking up taxes and prison time if you don't get the insurance. And if you tell your doctor you don't want a certain treatment, the government throws you off the rolls, and it does create government bureaucracies that decide what treatment you get. It does give you rationing. I'll never forget, 3 or 4 years ago, right before Gordon Brown got into power, I watched Tony Blair in the House of Commons during Prime Minister's Questions on C-SPAN, and he admitted, one member of the Parliament got up and said, the House of Commons got up and said, well, my constituent had to wait 18 months for a brain tumor operation. Normally, it's over 90% operable, but because she had to wait so long, she died. And Tony Blair said, yes, it's true that happens, and we're working on that. I mean, I don't think the average American realizes that under the European socialist healthcare model that a lot of hellish stuff happens. Can you fill people in here who may be in the dark about that, sir?
Yes, we did what you're doing now. We did in 1947. we got rid of a perfectly good health system, which was based on individuals and individuals' relationships with their own doctors and their own local hospitals, which were built on some part charitable status, part fee-paid status, and they brought in this terrible monolith called the National Health System. And the National Health System, we have bred a monster that you wouldn't believe. It's the biggest employer in Europe. It costs literally billions and billions and billions of pounds a year. We've just wasted £8 billion to over $10 billion on a failed IT system. Nothing in the National Health System works. It's a sacred cow over here. Would you believe that now we have more administrators in the system than we have hospital beds? This is the sort of lunacy that you get. And I've been reading through the bill. I'm not an expert on it, but I would beg you and I'd beg all your listeners, for goodness sake, write to whoever does represent you and say, for God's sake, don't vote for this. This will be a disaster.
Well, look at the VA.
I don't quite know how it's happened, but you seem to have elected a socialist president, and I don't know how that happened.
Well, look at the VA. I mean, hellish health care for our veterans. More than half the money gets spent on administration, not on the health care. And reading this bill, it is just a giant boondoggle. It gives the insurance companies government immunity. It gives the hospitals immunity. And you talk about globalization, global governance, you know, all these things that are happening. They have to get rid of local control to the national level if the national is going to be handed over to the international. And we've interviewed Nigel Farage, former leader of your party, and others. We've interviewed Lord Monckton and others who talk about global governance. The new head of the European Union, as you know, Herman Van Rompuy, says this is the first year of global governance. They believe the Copenhagen Treaty was the first year of global governance. Can you speak to this pan-global Europe that the EU talks about, the European Union model taking over the planet through treaties? And I remind listeners, 3 years ago, George Bush signed a transatlantic treaty with the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, with the European Union. So this integration is far along under stealth. Can you speak to their master plan?
Yes, certainly. All I can tell so far is that we're dealing with a sort of a European Soviet system. And of course, all we need to do then is if we then have a North American or an American system, which is similar, and it's going that way. Every day you get closer to that situation. It's only a matter of time before those two power blocks come together. The only thing at the moment that is stopping that going forward at an even faster rate is the fundamental hostility in the European bureaucracy and parliament, a fundamental hostility to the United States, a fundamental hostility to the concept of free trade and capitalism. There's a fundamental hostility to this. So there's actually a sort of a theoretical problem that needs to be overcome. But as soon as that is overcome, you've got to understand that these, as I'm sure your listeners do, that the senior politicians, they don't have anything to do with the NHS. They go into private wards. They're privately looked after. If they have a brain tumor, it's dealt with immediately. But senior politicians do not send their children to the same schools. They do not go to the same hospitals. Did you know, for example, I wonder if you did, that the bureaucracy in Brussels, all the civil servant bureaucracy, which is enormous, don't pay tax? Did you know that? They don't pay income tax. Their salaries are free of tax. So consequently, the more they vote for centralism, statism, and high tax and high spending, they're actually out of the loop themselves.
Now, that's a key point you just made.
Is unaffected.
That's a key point. Our own Congress here exempts themselves from most of their fines and fees. There's a law that they have to pay taxes, but 50-plus percent have been caught just not paying. Go back over that, though, because I was not aware of that. I mean, I knew that went on in a lot of communist countries. They are exempt from their own taxes. That is the greatest mark of tyranny, is when it's like Animal Farm, you know, four legs good, two legs better. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Say that again. I'm doing a double take here.
There's something called a sort of, there's a notional sort of international tax, which is put on the bureaucrats, which is very, it's only marginal. It's something like 10%, whereas everybody else in Europe, including me, incidentally, as an MEP, I pay British tax. I pay about 45% of my income in tax. But the actual bureaucracy which makes the laws, so the people who actually make the law do not pay taxes as ordinary individuals. They pay very marginal tax. They also don't pay VAT, so they drive big Range Rovers. They buy a brand-new Range Rover or Mercedes and BMW, and there's no VAT. Now, VAT on the continent on the car is 20%. So imagine an immediate 20% discount on your new car. It's just like the Soviet system. It's just like the Politburo.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Everybody's standing in sausage lines, but all the communist officials have two or three villas and racehorses. So they are exempt. They are a super class who give themselves immunity from taxes, just like Interpol and the UN can run around the world engaging whatever crimes they want, and they're given diplomatic immunity. This is the internationalist super class that Rothkopf talks about in his book, Superclass. Our final segment with our amazing guest, European Union.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Saul Alinsky thesis, which has been classified, has been released in full. We were reading over this some during the break. It is absolute communism, how she's a communist. Oh, God help us. I mean, how did we ever let this? Folks, communists killed 3, 4, 5 times, depending on which numbers you look at, more than Hitler. I mean, there's nothing worse than communists. These are just dirty thieves. They don't care about the poor, and they know it. Look, I was having an incredible conversation, too, with the European Union member of Parliament, Godfrey Bloom. I didn't know that they were exempt from tax. During the break, I Googled it. There was mainstream news. He told me that the European Union bureaucrats, that the average Brit doesn't even know this. Then he went further explaining this to me. Continue, sir.
Yeah, they don't pay any tax. They pay a standard basic rate of tax, which is something, a minimal amount, like 10%. It's a token amount. They don't pay any sales tax, as you call it over there, when they buy a new car, which is 20%. So their new Mercedes is 20% cheaper than anybody else's. So they're always voting for big government. They're voting for more tax. They're voting for more spending, and yet they don't contribute to any of this.
Well, our founders went to war over taxation without representation. You already have that because they're unelected. But this is even worse. They are openly do as I say, not as I do. I mean, that is tyranny. I mean, it doesn't get any more bona fide than that.
It's interesting you made a point earlier, Alex, about the East Europeans. You know, some of the East Europeans who weren't part of the communist regime, the ordinary working people in places like Poland and the Czech Republic, are suddenly beginning to realize what they've stepped into. And it was the Czech president, President Klaus, on his outgoing speech in the parliament, said, you know, I know all about this. I went to prison under the Soviet regime, and what we're seeing is a Soviet regime. The European Union is totally modeled on the Soviet system. It isn't modeled on the United States. People are being told in Western Europe that the European Union is basically, the basic pattern is the United States. It's nothing of the sort. It's the Soviet Union. And all these things I've been talking about today prove it, do they not?
And for those that haven't studied this parliamentary setup and the bureaucracy, it really is set up like the Politburo. It really is set up to do whatever it wants, whenever it wants. It really is dictatorial. And now they're saying they have EU arrest warrants, and Obama has amended the Interpol agreement to allow them to do basically whatever they want inside the United States.
If the European arrest warrant... If somebody says, say in Austria, for example, that they don't like gypsies, and that's considered to be xenophobia under the Austrian law, they can arrest you when you go home with a European arrest warrant. They don't need a magistrate's warrant. They don't need a prima facie case. There's no concept of habeas corpus. So they can arrest you. A foreigner can arrest you. He can take you to Austria. They can imprison you without charge for as long as they like. And this happened to an Englishman only about 3 months ago. And people were saying, how on earth could this happen? And it's happened because nobody knows about it. There's a deliberate disinformation, and most of it stems from our own BBC, our own British Broadcasting Service, which had such a wonderful reputation in the war and post-war, has now been taken over by these people. And so people just don't know. And, of course, information, and Soviet, as Stalin said, knowledge is power. And if people don't have the knowledge, and they won't find it in the newspapers, and they won't find it on BBC, they're going to have to work to find it. But it's not that difficult. You just have to make an effort.
Well, he's an economist. He's a member of the European Union Parliament. He's Godfrey Bloom. Look forward to speaking to you again in the future, sir. Keep up the fight against tyranny.
Great pleasure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.